Welcome to Adult Bedtime Stories. Are you ready to experience nocturnal emissions? Join us in a sex-positive awakening adventure to help create a sex-positive world. Become part of a movement and start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of sexual shame and guilt. Adult Bedtime Stories is a Ravenslayer production. Adult Bedtime Stories is a show dedicated to bringing sacredness back to our sexuality and to learn about everything sexual. Allow the beautiful, sexy creature within you to emerge. Each week, the focus of the show will be on a different sexual topic designed to enlighten you so you develop more fully as a sexual being. This is a sex education that you didn't receive in high school, but should have. Imagine for a moment that we could change the world and live a sex-positive lifestyle. In our sex-negative world, the process of socialization teaches us to feel shame and guilt around sex. By adopting a new set of attitudes and values around sex, we can view sex with a new understanding, which is accompanied with positive emotions and the attitude that sex is a sacred act. I am Ladyboy Gigi, a sex expert, a life coach, and a sacred harlot. My life vision is to create a sex-positive world through adult education and BDSM performance art. Hello and welcome. I am Ladyboy Gigi, and you are listening to Adult Bedtime Stories. And I have Paul with me tonight.
Hey, guys.
And tonight we're doing an episode a little different than usual. I've been working all summer and just finished working on a video training program called Anal Pleasures. And we thought it'd be kind of a good idea to do it behind the scenes, look at putting together a video training film and some of the things that go into it. I know that for me, part of it came from my experience and the experience of teaching Paul some of the techniques that are illustrated in the film, but also part of it came from some of the academic knowledge that I have, learning a lot of information. So I did do a little research to help with the film. Part of the film covers some of the techniques that Paul's been learning and studying and discovering where things can go. And I know that I've taught him a lot about the tantric and Taoist techniques, especially the Taoist anal massage. Do you want to say a few words about what you got out of it and how it's benefited?
It's helped me a whole lot. I know that it was difficult to really get comfortable with, and we had to take quite a bit of time. And when it comes to anal sex, taking time is very, very important. I know that we did a whole lot of sessions where we focused on external stimulus before you ever entered me, and took a lot of time to assuage my fears and work on physical issues that I had that made it difficult. In the end, I got a whole lot out of it, and I was really surprised how much I enjoyed it in the end. I know that we'll get into it later, but one of the things that really surprised me about anal sex and anal play is how emotional it is, which I found very, very powerful. And it really helped me overcome some trauma from when I was younger. it really did do a whole lot for me.
And I know that for me, anal sex has been something I've been involved in for a very long time. Ever since I was a young adult, I started exploring it. And fortunately, I had a boyfriend that was into tantric techniques and Taoist techniques that showed me some of the basics and elementary stuff. Since then, I've learned a whole lot more about it. I think one of the things is that, for me, anal sex gets into the spiritual side and the emotional side big time. I've often said that the anus is the pathway to the emotions. And part of it's reinforced through research and some of the data out there. They've actually mapped out the neurological pathways from the genitals, and that registers more in the lower brainstem, which is a more primitive part of the brain. The anus, and especially the prostate gland in both men and women, but also the anus, registers more in the emotional center. It's in the higher brain cortex, right next to the emotional center. And so what happens is that a lot of times we get into anal sex, and I know there's been many times where all of a sudden I just started crying and giggling and all this rush of emotions. Have you had some similar experiences?
Yeah, definitely. I know that, yeah, when I get into anal stimulation, it does really light up the emotional part of my brain. And one of the things that's really interesting is, even though it can trigger these strong emotions, they're not tied to anything. So it feels very cathartic. It feels very releasing. Like, even when it makes me emotional and I start crying, it's not like a trauma response, and it's not because I'm sad. It's just the release of emotions, which feels a little odd at first, but it's really, really rewarding and extremely powerful.
And I know that from my background in social work and psychology, the body does store up old past emotions from traumas and from even some of the good emotions, some of the good times that we've had in the past, and the body holds on to them. And I think part of what I find so beautiful about anal sex is that it helps the body release some of these things that have been stored up for so long, kind of a purging, so to speak. And I know that for me, having gone through a lot of problems in my youth, and especially highly charged situations, because I was abused by my father physically, I think one of the powers of anal sex is that it was very healing and very cathartic and very it's hard to put some of it into words exactly, but it really kind of helped empower the inner child in a strange sort of way.
Yeah, I know that we've done a lot of work dealing with a lot of the pent-up emotions and feelings, and I've had a very similar experience with it. And one of the other things that I find very interesting about anal play and anal sex is how the feelings tend to linger and last longer. First of all, physically, when I have really good anal sex, I'll still be tingling and get a chill that runs up me for up to an hour later. And like that emotional release continues throughout the night. And I think in a way that is very unique to anal sex. And then I've had a few experiences where I've come while I was receiving anal stimulation, and it completely changed my orgasm. It almost transformed it to a completely different kind of orgasm.
I was about to mention that I was going to ask you, how does anal sex compare and differ from regular intercourse or from other types or even oral sex? I know it can be very different. And it is a different kind of orgasm.
So it's really, like you said earlier, it's kind of hard to put a lot of it into words, but it feels very visceral. It just feels different. And it feels amazing. And when you mix the emotional release of having an orgasm with the emotionality of anal pleasure, it combines in this really unique and beautiful way that it almost takes it to a completely different level.
And I know from my past experience, I've had some experiences that weren't that good with anal sex, with partners that didn't know how to do it correctly, and that didn't really play well anally. And it can be very painful when it's not done right. But when it's done correctly, it's like, oh my, it's amazing where it can take you. And the anus is full of many, many receptors. And basically, you have more nerve endings around the anus and in the anus than in the penis. And it can be very pleasurable if stimulated in the right ways. And that's one of the things we covered in the video, is step-by-step procedures to really make it good, clean, and not hurt a bit at all. And I know you've had some bad experiences in the past. How did it compare to the training compared to past experiences?
With my past experiences that weren't very good, a lot of it came from a lack of communication, from having partners that were overeager to just get in there. And it was very traumatizing. It's one of the reasons it took me a while to warm up and be comfortable, and I was very lucky that you took the time to let me have allow me to get comfortable and get to where I could trust that I would be okay. And in your video, you do go into a lot of details of how to go about it in a way that relaxes you, that makes you comfortable. Because one of the big things with anal sex, when you don't take the necessary steps to get yourself fully relaxed, is your body fights it, and you can really do some harm if you don't do it correctly. But taking time and having good communication, and you and your partner understanding the anatomy of what you're doing, and also taking time to get completely relaxed and ready, is so, so important. And that's why resources like the video that you made are really, really important to study.
I think you touch on something that you didn't name exactly, so I'll name it. It's building that trust. And that's a process that takes a little time. I know that for me, if I have anal sex with someone, I mean, I used to be pretty wild in my youth, and I'd just bend over for anybody because I love the sex. But I learned real quickly there's some people that are less experienced and some that know what they're doing. A lot of people know what they're doing more at an intuitive level than at a really thoroughly knowledgeable level. And that's part of what I built into this video training program is not only the anatomy of the anus, anal area, for both women and men, and it's a little different for both, but also understanding the psychological safety and the psychosexual safety. Safety is a big thing for me, and I've got a whole section just on safety issues and the training, the do's and don'ts. Never do certain things. Because there are some things, and I've heard, like, people using alcohol in their enema, and it can result in death. Because it goes directly into the bloodstream. When you do it orally, the body has a way to go, okay, you've had too much, and you get sick, and you expel what would otherwise cause alcohol poisoning. But the anus doesn't work that way. So I go into a lot of safety tips and what the do's and don'ts. But also this, not just the physical safety, but some of the psychological safety. And I think it's important to really understand both sides.
Oh, yeah. And I think that when it comes to anal sex, going back to something that you brought up earlier, I think that it's very common for people to have a bad experience or two with it and just decide that it's not for them because they think that that's what anal sex is when they just had the misfortune that the first person they tried it with either didn't know what they were doing or was too aggressive or something like that. And I think that one of the things that is nice about training with you and being with people who are experienced and knowledgeable is learning that there's often a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And if you've had a bad experience with anal, I would suggest finding someone that has experience and trying it again, because I was fairly sure that I didn't really like anal sex a whole lot until I had it done the right way. So if you've had a bad experience, it doesn't mean that you need to completely avoid it forever.
And I'd kind of like to add in here that oftentimes it's not the fault of people, but it's the fault of our sexual education system. We get none. And I know that in the heat of the moment, people get really excited and they want to get going and they want to get it in and do it. And it's like, anal sex doesn't work that way. You have to be a little bit slower and more patient. But there are some exciting things you can do before you get into the act of penetration that will help when the time comes for penetration, for it to be much more pleasurable. And I cover that in a whole big section of the film on the Taoist anal massage. And that starts externally and can stay externally until you're ready for penetration. And penetration can be a very amazing act, both physically and on a psychological level. I know that when I first was penetrated, it was such an amazing experience. And for me, I think part of it was because I am intersex. I'm a hermaphrodite. And it really brought out the feminine side in me. And I think that's part of the power of anal sex, is that we can do some gender-bending role play. It really begs for it in a way.
Another thing that I think is important to know is particularly a lot of straight guys, they think that anal play and penetration is a gay thing. And if they're afraid to play around with anything having to do with their ass because they think that it makes them gay. And both you and I are bisexual, but I've known a lot of straight men that really love anal sex and having their girlfriend peg them with a strap on or use dildos and other anal toys on them. Enjoying anal stimulation has nothing to do with your sexuality. And I think that a lot of straight men get hung up on the taboo of it to the point where they're not even willing to even entertain the thought. And I think that if you are a straight guy who is listening to this podcast and you think that you could never go there, I think that you're doing yourself a major disservice.
Not only to yourself, but to your girlfriend or partner, female partner, because as Paul said, we're both bisexual. I've had many female partners, and I can't tell you how many female partners were able to use a strap-on on me for the first time in their life and felt so empowered and so connected because they could switch roles and kind of be more manly and let the male side come out and feel what it felt like to actually penetrate another person with a strap-on. And I can't tell you how many times these women have come back to me and said, wow, that was such an incredible experience. I mean, it empowered me at a level that I can't even put into words.
I know that one of the things that I really like about anal sex is growing up and being perceived as male, there was a lot of social pressure on me to be very, very proactive and very assertive. And when it comes to sex, most guys are expected to take the lead and guide a lot of the action and be more active in the act of sex. And when you let someone fuck you or use toys in your ass or things like that, you really do take on a passive role. And I think that it's important to experience both the active part of sex and the passive part of sex. And sometimes it is nice to just relax and have things done to me and not be the one who's always doing action to keep the sex going and just relaxing. And it's an act of submission. And it really, I find this serenity in it, this calm serenity in just accepting and allowing it to happen to me and not being so active. And I think that that's a really, really powerful thing that a lot of particularly guys in our culture don't really get to experience during sex. And I think that's a shame.
I think you touch on something that's very empowering for women in that role, is that often they're the gatekeepers of sex, and they're the ones that are the passive side. And to be able to switch roles and take the more active role can be very empowering. And very challenging, too. And it's when we challenge ourselves that we really grow. You did mention a very key word a little while ago, and that's the word taboo. And there are so many taboos around anal sex, that it's dirty, that it smells bad, that it's painful, that it's gay, that it's all kinds of myths. And it doesn't have to be that way. And in the video training, that's one of the things I really paid a lot of attention to, was breaking some of these myths and challenging each person that does the training to really push their boundaries a little bit and to really challenge themselves to grow and experience something new. And I think that leads to our next topic, and I do cover this in the training, is that anal sex is a whole different kind of sexuality. It brings about a whole different type of orgasm. And there's even some hidden sensations that I cover in the training that comes from Tantra and from Taoist traditions. And it's stimulating the entire PC muscle strip. And I won't go into full details here, but if you want to experience something really different, try out the PC muscle stimulation part of the film. It is an incredible experience. I know the first time I tried it, I was kind of lucky because I do my PC muscle exercises regularly. I have since I was in my early 20s. And when you do them, then your sex muscles are toned up. And the first time I had that area stimulated, it was a very different feeling. It was almost a little scary because it was so unfamiliar. But as I got more familiar with it, it took me on a whole new direction in sexuality.
Yeah. That's one of the things about anal sex that is really powerful to me, is that there's a lot of different kind of stimulation that you can get from it. I know that, and it's also very different for men and women, the different kinds. And it can lead to some really interesting orgasms. You can have an anal orgasm. You can have a prostate orgasm. For women, you can induce a uterine orgasm. And a lot of people never get to experience these different kinds of orgasms that are really, really unique and powerful. And it's really, really so incredible that there are all of these things that most people don't get to experience.
I think that another area that we've touched on a little bit is the emotional side and some of the healing that can take place during anal play and anal sex. And it doesn't occur necessarily during anal play. It can sometimes come about hours or a day or even a week later. This kind of feeling of, I guess it's kind of like a weight came off my shoulders, so to speak. I wasn't carrying the burdens that I used to carry. And that can be such an amazing experience when all of a sudden you realize, oh, something's changed. Something's better. And I know that I've had those kind of uh-huh moments. Sometimes they're really easy to spot, and other times they can be very subtle. And it's like, sometimes I don't even realize it till even a year or 2 years later that, oh, wow, something changed during that.
Oh, yeah. I know that I've had a lot of those moments with you. And for me, it's often kind of it's not the kind of, like, some of the experiences I've had with BDSM, I have kind of breakthrough aha moments. And with anal, it's more of a gradual, just kind of growing acceptance of myself and reconnecting with parts of myself, that it happens more gradually than some of the other breakthrough moments I have with other things in BDSM.
And earlier you were talking about some of the power exchange. You didn't put it in those words, but I think that's a very key part of BDSM, is that it is a type of power exchange. Well, anal sex is kind of like that too. It's people exchanging power. And when you become the receiver anally, it can be a submissive act, but it can be a very active act too. It depends how you play it. But it is a very amazing feeling to just give someone else the reins, to give them the control, and to let them take you on the journey. It's like all of a sudden, oftentimes, especially in heterosexual relationships, the man's always in control and has the reins and is taking the woman on the journey. And that's how we've been culturated. But things are changing. I know a lot of women now are taking the reins. They're saying, hey, I want to try that. You know, I want that experience. And it's not a gay thing. It's not a bi thing. To be gay and bi is sexual orientation. It's who you're attracted to. It's not what you do. It's all about attraction. And for a gay man, it's about being attracted to other men. For a bisexual, it's about being attracted to both men and women. Yeah. And for heterosexuals, it's about being attracted to the opposite sex. I hate the word opposite sex, but that's the common lingo. Basically, we're more on a spectrum when it comes to sex. There's not really truly all male or all female. We're a little bit of a combination of both. We start out in the womb as female. Everybody does. And it's not until hormones and a whole lot of things kick in that differentiate someone into male or female. But I just kind of wanted to throw that in just to kind of dispel the myth that, oh, if I have anal sex, I'm going to be gay now. No, it doesn't work that way. If you're having anal sex with and you're a man and you're doing it with a woman, there's nothing gay about that. Because you're with a woman and you're a man. Or at least that's how you identify. And so I think I just would like to break that myth and give permission to guys out there to, hey, if you want to experience something that's really amazing, get over this whole gay thing. It's not going to make you gay. You're not going to change your voice or get a limp wrist overnight just because you enjoyed anal sex. Doesn't work that way.
One of the things I mentioned earlier was, that we talked about earlier, was the trust that you need to go into the experience of anal sex. But one of the nice things that happens as a result of putting that trust into your partner when you have anal sex is that it helps further build trust and breed trust. And that's one of the things I definitely got out of it with you, is that after we had anal sex several times and it didn't hurt and it felt really good and really powerful, and I had these strong emotional experiences, is it helped me build up that trust, especially in contrast with my bad experiences. It really helped me to have trust in you, and I think that it really strengthened our bond. And anytime you become vulnerable with a partner, it will strengthen your bond with your partner. And because there are so many feelings around anal sex and the anus in general. I think that it's a really bonding and beautiful experience to share with your partner.
I think one of the beauties of anal pleasures is that it does create a connection with your partner in a way that's really hard to describe. It really connects you at a very deeper level than pretty much anything else. I mean, intercourse connects you, but I think anal sex takes you even a step beyond what regular intercourse does. And I think part of it is that vulnerability, and it's that being open and opening yourself. And I think also another part of it is the emotions that get touched on and released during anal play and anal sex. It can be very powerful. Oh, and look at the time. Boy, this show flies by. It's station break time. Well, I'd like to remind people to visit our website at ravenslayerleather.com. And we haven't released Anal Pleasures yet. It's going to be released on September 12th. And for our listeners, I'm offering a 20% discount on the Anal Pleasures training. Use coupon code GETANAL. That's GETANAL. And you want to put it in all capital letters when you check out. And just put it in the coupon code box and then hit apply, and it'll give you 20% off. And if you go to my website at ravenslayerleather.com, go to /videos or click the video link, and you can get the Anal Pleasures training video there. And the coupon code is GETANAL. So the release date is September 12th.
And I believe that coupon code is going to be good for 1 month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be good for 1 month from the time that it goes up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you want to get it with the discount, you have to act quickly. Don't put it off. And not only do we have the anal pleasures training, but we've got a lot of different training videos already up there, and I'm going to be adding more over time. And for those that like this show and get something out of it, we do have a Patreon page to help cover some of the costs of putting on a podcast like this. I mean, it takes time, it takes equipment, it takes just a lot of work. And we do it mostly out of pocket, but any little bit will help that you can give us. And you can give $1 a month or whatever amount that you would like. And just click on our Patreon link on the website, ravenslayerleather.com. And I also have my sex coaching website up. It's ggwilber.com. So check out my sex coaching website. And I even offer free 15-minute sex coaching session, kind of an exploratory call to see if sex coaching would be a benefit for you. Anything you want to add to Station Break?
So the sex coaching website is ggwilber.com. That is ggwilber, double G, W-I-L-B-U-R. .com.
We took a break this month on Aphrodite's Temple, but if you want to take part in Aphrodite's Temple, go to ladyboytemple.com. We've got a sign-up page. We put up list the events that we're putting on each month, and this month kind of got Haywire Force. I was coming back from Colorado, and we had a lot of stuff we had to take care of before, so things got in the way. Life happens. So that's coming up in at the end of September. The last Sunday of September will be restarting Aphrodite's Temple. So join us. And back to our topic. We've been talking about anal pleasures, a video that I've put together, and I just finally finished it yesterday. We're going to be releasing it on September 12th. And it's a very amazing video. I put a lot of work. I've worked on it all summer long, doing research and pulling together some, I even did some photographs. And it does include adult materials and nudity. Just, you have to be an adult to purchase it. But other than that, it's amazing. Some of the footage, well, photographs that I've included in this video training. And Paul's gotten a sneak peek of it all. And I think it's one of the better videos I've done so far. Any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that you put it together very well. There's a lot of really informative content. There's diagrams and pictures, and I think that it all came together really, really well.
You didn't even get to see the bonus materials, but I did add a Dallas anal massage worksheet, and it kind of goes through some extra information that you can download from the video page once you purchase it. And it's got a lot of little tips and tricks that I didn't include all of it in the video. Most of it I did, but there's a few things I added that aren't in the video that are really amazing in that. And I think I'd like to kind of move on to some of the things that anal pleasures has brought to me in my life. Some of the benefits I've gotten from it. I think one of the things that it's helped me with is how to process emotions at a more attuned level. It made me more aware of what's going on with me emotionally. A lot of times I went through life just having emotions and reacting to emotions, but through the usage of anal pleasures and working with the emotional side of myself, I've learned how to channel certain emotions in more positive ways. It's really been a benefit to me. I know that being dyslexic and ADHD, there's times I had a lot of anger stored up, and I learned how to channel that anger to do better things in the world. And it gave me energy when I learned how to channel some of the anger and redirect it. Instead of just reacting and lashing out, I started channeling it into doing more in the world and doing things that I wouldn't have normally done otherwise.
I know for me, it's helped me be aware of my emotions and in a much more straightforward way. I've always had issues not knowing how I felt at a given time, which might sound weird to a lot of people, but it's a issue I've dealt with a lot, where it used to be the case where I would go through a depressive bout and I wouldn't realize I was depressed for months, and it was only after I got over my bout of depression that I would look back and go, like, holy shit, I've been really depressed for the last 3 months. And I think that it's put me in touch with my emotions in a way where I'm aware of them. And before you can take steps to work on things, you have to be aware that they're there. And I think that that's one of the things I've really gotten out of anal, is just being aware of how I'm feeling at any given time. And it's really, really powerful for me. It also has helped me to accept myself more. And I've talked on the show before about how, because of past trauma with men, I had closed myself off to my attraction to men. And getting into anal has definitely helped me to really accept my attraction to men and overcome a lot of the trauma that I was going through.
I think for me, some of the parts of the journey through anal pleasures has been the pleasures. It's hard to put in the words once again, but I've reached states of ecstasy that have been so amazing through this process, and reached levels of, I thought, oh my, how can I feel so good and not just disappear into the into the universe and become one with everything. But there are some pleasures that just I've reached through sexuality in general, but especially in anal sex, where it was like amazing where it would take me. And I think that's the thing about anal pleasures, is it takes you places where you, no other form of sexuality has ever taken me before. It's just this kind of amazing orgasm, set of orgasms and types of orgasms that open up whole new doors and whole new experiences and feel so good. But, and I know I'm kind of rambling here a little bit, but it is really an amazing process to experience.
Oh, definitely. I know that for me, I get a just general sense of well-being that washes over my body, and the stimulation just feels so powerful. And like I said, it lasts for so long afterwards. With regular sex, it feels really good when it's happening, and you'd still get the tingles for a few minutes afterwards, but nothing like with anal sex, because with anal sex, 2 hours later, I'll squeeze my PC muscles and just feel everything shift inside of me, and like get that shiver that runs up my spine and go, ooh, and it's just so nice.
Are there any other benefits you've noticed from anal pleasures and anal sex?
I think that it's done a lot for my confidence. Like, one of the things is challenging taboos. It feels really sexy. It makes me feel like slutty in a way that regular sex doesn't. I really like sexual partners that have a lot of experience and that are really into all the different kinds of sex that you can have. And being able to be experienced and talk with confidence with potential partners and even strangers at temple, like, it helps me to really embrace my sexuality in a very positive way that in itself gives me confidence. It's just real nice.
And for me, it's been just such an amazing journey. And it's been great watching you go through this journey. And I observed a few things. I know that you seem to have a lot more direction in life than when I first met you. And I know part of it was from the BDSM training, but I think part of it too came from the anal play and anal sex training. And it's hard to kind of break it down and say, oh, this came from that, and this came, you know, where what came from. But I think the combination has been very powerful for you and helped you grow in ways that I don't think you ever expected to get. And I just can't say enough about anal pleasures. I enjoyed working on it and putting the film together. I can't tell you how many hours I spent at the computer just kind of tweaking and working on just the whole thing, bringing it all together in a way that is easy to understand step by step. It's easy to follow through and really get a feel for how to experience this safely and with no messiness, very clean and very pain-free. In fact, just the opposite, full of pleasures.
I know that one of the big things for me is overcoming fear about something that I had a bad experience with really has helped me to overcome other things in my life. Sometimes in life, you need to get a few victories under your belt to feel confident to go into the future. And that's definitely one of the things that overcoming this fear has done for me.
And there is such an amazing power just in breaking some of the taboos. It's very liberating. And it's like, I know that growing up as a minister's child, I got all these do's and don'ts. And when it came to sex in general, that was very taboo and sinful and bad. And it was never really discussed. But anal sex, if they had heard that I was into that, ooh, that was so taboo, it was never even discussed. And maybe they didn't even know much about anal sex. But there is a joy and a liberation that comes from just breaking a taboo. And there's many taboos other than anal taboos. I've broken many in my life. But just the act of breaking a taboo and doing something that's kind of naughty and forbidden can be very empowering. And really doing it in a safe and protected way, not in a way that's just reckless. Any thoughts?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why having someone who was so experienced meant a lot to me, is because it is one of these things that we get so much subconscious messaging about, and fighting against that is a really powerful, strong thing. And fear is just it weighs on you in ways that you aren't even aware of while you're going through it. And when you fight that fear and get past it, it's very empowering.
I know one of the big taboos I had to break in anal play and anal sex was the whole concept of rimming. That's eating, kissing, licking, sucking the asshole. And I remember the first time I had mine licked and sucked and played with that way. It was like, it was a little scary, but oh, it felt so damn good. And then the first time I actually licked and sucked and kissed an ass, it was just this amazing experience of liberation. It was like all of a sudden my world transformed, and something that I thought was so off limits, I thought, oh, is lightning going to strike me down? Well, no lightning. Different kind of lightning struck. It was the pleasures of hearing a partner moan and squirm and just writhe in pleasure as I licked and sucked and probed with my tongue. It was very empowering and very different. And it was a big taboo. It took me a while to build up to that. And so, and it takes having that courage and that fortitude to just go through with it and see where it will take you. And I know it took me places that I never dreamed. I thought, oh, all this bad's going to come of it. This is such a bad thing to do. And then when I finally faced it and did it and faced the fears, it was like, wow, this is incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, rimming is one of my favorite things. And it's, if you want to get into power exchange, to me, it feels very submissive and it feels like one of those things that you're just not supposed to do. Like, and getting past that and really surrendering. And I think that for me, like, I was worried about how it was going to taste. And like, it really doesn't taste that much different than any oral part of sex does. A little bit, but it doesn't taste bad. As long as you take time to douche and make sure that you're really clean and your partner's really clean before you play, like, there's nothing dangerous about it. You're not going to get sick. It's especially if you use barriers, which you should definitely use them. Once I got past the initial, like, gross out factor and just kind of let myself go for it, it was really powerful. And it also feels great.
With rimming, there's a lot of jokes made about it and a lot of almost subconscious messaging or under the radar messaging of how bad it is. And to break that taboo is really an empowering act. Well, we're at the top of the hour, and I wanted to remind everybody that we will be releasing the video training program, Anal Pleasures, on September 12th. And we'll be, for 1 month, we're giving a 20% discount. Use the coupon code GETANAL, GETANAL. All caps. And you want to go to ravenslayerleather.com/videos on September 12th. And you can get the video and start learning how to experience new pleasures that you've never experienced before.
Would like to take the opportunity to say once more that if you've had a negative experience with anal, or you are afraid of anal, or that it will make you gay, or anything like that, that's just programming that has come from the society that we live in and the culture that we live in. And that there's no way that it can change your sexuality. If you go to the training video and watch it and you take the proper steps, it is clean, it is safe, and it is absolutely delicious and wonderful.
On that note, I think that the whole concept of the gay thing and the taboo thing, it is such an empowering act to explore and open the door to new pleasures, new types of pleasures, and new types of stimulating experiences. I know anal can at first feel weird the first time you do it. It takes a little practice and time, but stick with it. It feels kind of weird because it's unusual. It's unknown. And once you start getting accustomed to it, it can be very powerful. One of the things we didn't mention as yet, but is in the training video, is how to stimulate the prostate gland in men without penetration. And that's through the Taoist $1 million spot. And we even have a whole section on how to stimulate that to where you can get amazing prostate gland stimulation without actually penetrating the anus. And so even if you don't want to get into the anal sex part, you can learn some techniques that can provide you with a whole new experience for men that they've never experienced before. And I can tell you, prostate stimulation is not only feels amazingly good, but with some stimulation and with some, especially massage, which you do have to do through the anus, the massage has been shown to, on a regular basis, if you massage the prostate gland, it reduces the risk of getting prostate cancer. And so I think part of the problem in our culture is that we're taught not to have sex. And the prostate gland and the testicles in men is not meant to be a storage device. It's meant to be have flow go through periodically. So get that flow going. It feels so good, and it is even a healthy benefit to experience. So enjoy those amazing sexual experiences. Whether you get into anal pleasures or not, there are many pleasures of the body that can feel so good. Okay. Well, enjoy those nocturnal emissions. Enjoy your body. It's a gift from the universe. Our sexual bodies are meant to receive pleasures and good pleasures, and it can take you many, many places. I think part of spirituality, really deep spirituality, is through the act of pleasuring oneself, pleasuring another, and being pleasured by another. It connects us, it gives us a sense of bonding and a sense of connection, not just with partners, but with the universe. So enjoy your bodies. Have a good night.
Good night.
I find it interesting that adults in our culture are not provided with informative sexual education. Even married couples don't have access to an adequate sexual education and how to pleasure each other. It's assumed that somehow we will instinctively know all that we need to know about sex. I don't know how you feel about this, but I think there's a better method. I would like to invite you to join me in developing a sex-positive lifestyle with freedom of sexual expression between consenting adults. Join us each week to learn everything sexual. Add your comments about the show and any suggestions you have for future show topics. We would love to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you won't miss any episodes. This concludes this edition of Adult Bedtime Stories. Are you ready to experience nocturnal emissions? Sex is the final frontier, so explore everything sexual.